This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working the oil rigs, and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. And follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And before I go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the tropical storm Beta has, in fact, come ashore in Texas. You got severe flooding right now in Galveston, Texas. They're advising no unnecessary travel. A lot of water in the roads and a lot of roads overrun by water. Again, turn around, don't drown. And this water is continuing right around over to Houston, and there could be a tide surge along the southwestern Louisiana and Texas line between Beaumont and Lake Charles, and that's exactly where Hurricane Laura went just a couple weeks ago, so it's going right back through that area, 6 to 10 inches of rain through most of there. I-10 is going to have some trouble, so be careful out there. All right, Denise Simon is with us from FoundersCode.com. Now, we did have our governor yesterday in Florida make an announcement as to some legislation that he's going to push through pertaining to the safety of the police, firefighters, and EMS out there and the attacks that have been prompted against them in other parts of the country, warning the people if they do it here, they're going to go to jail for a long, long time.
Well, not only that, but blocking roadways. That's just not going to happen here. So he and his attorney general and you know, others, obviously law enforcement, have taken a long look to see what things are going on around the country and the tactics that are being used. You know, shutting down the streets, roads, bridges, and, you know, what they're doing to city blocks and, you know, how they're doing it, so forth and so on. So they have apparently crafted some legislation at his behest. He's not doing it by an executive order.
Right.
He has to do it by legislation on what kinds of crimes these, in fact, would be in the state of Florida. Because he's just not going to, you know, certainly put up with it at all. He's also said that if we got any mayors that have decided they are going to defund police, then the state of Florida will defund that city.
Right.
So he's using an awful lot of what I would say very positive, proactive measures to make sure that the entire state never begins to look like what is going on in some of these other cities. And it's very important, the timing of this. I don't know how long it's going to take to get through the legislature, but the timing of this is very important because going into November 3rd and based on Trump winning, coming out of November 3rd, you can bet that things are going to get even uglier.
Yes.
So I hope that DeSantis can prompt the legislature to get this one done pretty quickly.
Yep.
So we are standing at the ready for whatever may come.
Well, let's talk about the country, because Attorney General Barr designated three U.S. cities yesterday, and my question was, why not Chicago? But it was New York City, Seattle, and Portland as anarchist jurisdictions.
Well, he could have designated a lot of cities, but it depends upon some of the cooperation that the mayors are giving to the cities. And let's not forget that under Operation Legend, that the city of Chicago has cooperated with the Department of Justice and the teams, and it's the sizable teams the Department of Justice has sent into Chicago. Let's not forget that Chicago's got kind of a bigger problem than being an anarchist jurisdiction. It has all of these shootings. It has a gang problem. It's a center headquarters, if you will, for drug routes. So, I've kind of watched several of the arrests that have gone on in Chicago. So I think that's probably the reason that he chose not to include Chicago in these jurisdictions, because he is getting some significant cooperation.
Okay. Now, do you think he will include other cities in case something were to flare up, say, in, I don't know, Baltimore or whatever?
Well, it very well could happen, but, you know, I'm sure he has a short list, but we know that New York, Portland, and Seattle refused any kind of cooperation with the Department of Justice.
Right.
We know that they have, the one that I'm kind of interested in that's not there is Minneapolis.
Yep.
But nonetheless, what this necessarily does is he's told the federal government that no more federal dollars to be wasted on those cities.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, how about Dr. Fauci and his little buddy, one of his colleagues, fired after he was outed as a pandemic troll? We'll tell you who he was and what he was doing and how he got in the pickle to begin with. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. And you know, Balance of Nature is working quite well for me. Thank you very much. I've been taking the fruits and veggie capsules for about 5 months right now, and it's doing a really good job for me. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have to offer, and then place your order. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35%. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Either way, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. Save 35%. Balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
83% of the GOP voters want President Trump to fill Ginsburg's seat. Now, just over half think that he should leave the position vacant, and that number boils down to 45% of likely U.S. voters feel Trump should nominate someone, and 51% say he should leave the position open amongst likely voters for the winner of the 2020 presidential election.
Okay.
However, I think the Constitution says something a little different.
The president is the president, all right? He didn't have to wait. He didn't have to, go political correctness. He doesn't have to honor some alleged dying, wish. None of that, okay? He's got a legal team at the White House. He's got the legal team at the Department of Justice. He's got lawyers that work all over the place anyway. He's got the Federalist Society. He's got the Judicial Crisis Network. He's got the Heritage Foundation. All of them have got their pile of lawyers. He's gotten all the advice and consent that he necessarily needs in order to, one, name somebody and yep. when to do it, okay? And then what will happen after he makes that nomination. So I don't care about Chuck Schumer. I don't care about Eric Holder. I don't care about the threat of impeachment. I don't care about the threat of all of a sudden having two new states because that takes a constitutional amendment. I don't care about, stuffing the Supreme Court with, 15 or 30 judges. That would also have to go through a major legislative process.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are just all kind of idle threats. Let the man do his job, period, in the report.
Now, we do have two finalists, it looks like, judges, both of whom were at the White House yesterday. One of them, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals Justice. She was appointed in 2017, and she had originally worked under Justice Antonin Scalia. And then the second one is 38 years old, Judge Allison Jones Rushing, and she's with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, appointed to her position in 2019, and she worked under Justice Neil Gorsuch.
We also have Lagoa, who is at the 11th Circuit.
Yeah, but she wasn't at the White House yesterday. That's why I mentioned those two.
Well, the reason could be is because these judges have already been completely vetted.
Yeah.
Barb Lagoa, I think she's at the 11th Circuit, which is based out of Atlanta. I mean,
yep.
Maybe she's going today. We have no idea. But she's of Cuban descent, and she's got some very high regard.
Yep.
So that could also, it's all politics. If he named
yep.
her or nominated her, that could help seal Florida.
Yep.
For a Trump vote.
Leo's group loves her. I'll tell you that right now, because when he heard that, he goes, yeah, it's a Cubano, a Cubano. Yeah, but anyway, and we love Leo. Okay, Joe Biden yesterday, little slip of the proverbial tongue, 200 million people have died.
Yeah, and then what was it, a month or so ago, 160 million had died of gun, gun violence.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we have any Americans left that are among the living here.
No, we're gone. We've all shot ourselves or died off, whatever.
God. It's just...
You can't make it up. Just can't make it
no,
up.
No, and then yesterday, he tried sort of, kind of, to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yeah.
Screw that up.
I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I guess we got to start saying it a new way.
Yeah, include the two words, not really.
Yeah.
Or no, really.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really, under God. Yeah, no, really. Jeez, okay, Joe. And, all kidding put aside, we got to talk about Adam Schiff. I hate this guy, but here we go. He's in it again. House Intel Chairman Adam Schiff derides Trump claim of a falsified RBG statement.
So what? So what?
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got a couple of callers here, so let's start with caller number one. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? Back in and Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
What's up?
Wanted to know how hard Donald Trump should go after Biden and the upcoming debates, and will he discuss his Supreme Court nominations and get about after Biden about his past record on in Congress about that?
All right. Well, Denise, I think he should just come right out of the gate, charge full speed ahead, and head for Biden.
Well, let me say this. Trump can play it real cool. He can be a cool customer in this one if he plays it right. Because remember, he's got a voting block that he needs to be nurturing, and that's the independents.
Yeah.
So, based on the questions that are asked by Chris Wallace, you know, Trump needs to keep the answers short and sweet, but also they need to be challenging such that when Chris Wallace goes over to Biden to ask the question, it puts Biden, based on Trump's answers, puts Biden in a corner. So we don't know where it's going to necessarily go. We don't know if it's going to have to do with Supreme Court, immigration, education, national security, Department of Homeland Security, health care. Okay. I mean, it's going to be all over the place.
All right, let's go to caller number two. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Dennis. I've called him a couple of times before from Sarasota.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a little message for Mr. Trump and Mr. our Attorney General, Mr. Barr.
Go ahead.
And also a message from them to our BLM and Antifa and our Democratic congressmen. I'd like to see them get defunded.
Okay.
And, this is the message I want to send them.
All right, thank you very much. The boots are going to walk all over. Okay, a little humor there. Actually, we have found the money trail for BLM, I think. I heard somebody yesterday say that some of the money is coming from not just Soros, but China.
I wrote about it.
Yeah, you did that. That's right. That's where I saw it. Okay. All right. So, your thought?
Well, understand that Black Lives Matter doesn't just exist here in the United States,
right.
Okay? It's a global operation here. But the other place where it is, and we have to go back to the days when Glenn Beck was doing his 5 o'clock show on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all stopped everything we were doing and went over and watched Glenn Beck's show, and he taught us an awful lot of things. And some of those included some of these organizations that are still out there. So I would say that Black Lives Matter start off with some money, but the continued monies going to Black Lives Matter isn't only just Black Lives Matter, because there are other organizations that are taking the monies first through Act Blue and a few others, and then they kind of give some off to Black Lives Matter.
And they got rid of three words on their mission, disrupt nuclear family. They removed from their website yesterday. Okay, we got to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel, kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. There's a couple really good articles there from yesterday. Check it out, founderscode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump told a North Carolina rally that he intends to nominate a woman to succeed Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday at the age of 87 after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. And by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
Two names have come to the forefront, Judges Amy Coney Barrett in Chicago and Barbara Lagoa in Atlanta. Barrett is a conservative pro-life Roman Catholic who clerked for the late Justice Antonin Scalia after she graduated from law school. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water. Water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only. By calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, right there in the Loop, and the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, just across the bay from me. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has the two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., as I said, right up there, right across the, just outside the Loop of Boston out there, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Now, I want you to call them and take the tour of their campuses, whichever one is closest and easiest for you to do, whether or not it's the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here. Their number is 800-659-2050. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call, take the tour, and find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech. You'll be glad you did. I'll tell you that right now. It's a tremendous career, very rewarding, and you'll have a career for a lifetime that you don't need to worry about going anywhere. It's just exactly what it is. So there you go. Now, yesterday, we heard from the Iranian commander, Salami, that he vowed total revenge again for those who killed his former commanding officer, General Soleimani. Now, he has threatened to go after anyone and everyone that was involved in the killing of Soleimani. The United States has placed more sanctions on the Tehran regime right now. And the Iranians have started to hold some large military exercises. They've threatened the U.S. if any kind of violence erupts. Numerous stories out there that they're already plotting to go after some of our people. There was a story out there that they were going after the U.S. Ambassador to South Africa. Obviously, extra protection has been put in there, so we'll see what happens. But the Soleimani, this guy, General Soleimani, his name is Hossein Soleimani, the new head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. He said that they have hundreds of Iranian missiles that have been prepared to devastate American targets in a possible confrontation after the retaliatory strike on the U.S. air base at Hassan al-Assad in Iraq back in January. Remember that? So we'll see. Iran likes to talk a lot, but we'll see what's going to happen. Now, I told you yesterday that Bradley fighting vehicles have headed back into eastern Syria. The Pentagon announced the move over the weekend, and a move that comes after a tense encounter with Russian forces that left four U.S. troops slightly injured last month. So we've sent the big boys back in, the mechanized troops, back into Syria. We'll see what happens. By the way, remember that captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt? Well, we're hearing now that the dismissed captain of that aircraft carrier knew that he was jeopardizing his military career when he broke protocol and sent a now-famous email warning of possible sailor deaths due to coronavirus with a breakout on board his ship. Also, President Trump and Democratic opponent Joe Biden obviously have profound differences in key areas of U.S. foreign policy. Now, they do have one similar view, and it's about limiting troop deployments to the Middle East and Afghanistan. Both of them seem to agree on that, and we'll see how that plays out in the debate, which you know it'll come up. And the House and Senate are expected to reconcile their respective versions of the Fiscal 2021 National Defense Authorization Act, but not before the outcome of the November 3rd elections, according to the House Armed Services Committee ranking member, Mac Thornberry, Republican of Texas. And in confronting COVID-19, reports are the Pentagon failed to initially account for the global nature of a modern pandemic. And as a result, many soldiers may have come down with something that they might not have had they taken a different course. Well, we're going to hear that no matter what goes on. By the way, the Russian military has accused the U.S. and its allies of provoking tensions in the Black Sea region with a sharp increase in the number of bomber patrols and intelligence flights. Well, it's a big wide open sea there, Russia. And the United States has warned women in Afghanistan that they are at increased risk of attack by the Taliban. And that makes sense because they don't want the women to be going to school or any of that sort of stuff, getting further educated. And in 2017, we now know a war between North Korea and the United States was much closer than anyone knew, as a plan was drawn up by the Pentagon to drop as many as 80 nuclear weapons on North Korea. We're just getting that from a website called The Drive. Wow. That's heavy duty. That is really heavy duty. By the way, the effects of Hurricane Sally were still being felt across the northern Gulf states as military and civilian crews were working to assess and repair damage done at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola. And the Florida Army and Air National Guard were aiding in the aftermath at that base. Also, defense school officials have identified the Fort Knox Middle High School counselor who died from COVID on September 15th as Pamela Harris. And the Pentagon has also issued new guidance on religious liberty within the military, following pressure from Republican lawmakers to prioritize protecting the rights and freedoms of service members in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, there's some interesting stuff going on with lawmakers expecting to meet today to broadly discuss modernizing the military's munitions production. But the hearing follows a series of explosions and fires that have killed and injured nearly a dozen workers at munition plants in recent years around the country and led to a previously unreported investigation by the House Armed Services Committee. By the way, did you hear that Democrat Joe Biden leaves little doubt that if elected, he would try to scale back the buildup in nuclear weapons spending by Donald Trump? That was mentioned yesterday. And a U.S. judge on Friday blocked the controversial Postal Service changes that have slowed mail nationwide, calling them a politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service before the November election. They have to keep doing what they were doing in the way they were doing it, even though they were trying to save money in the process. But that's just not going to happen. And for the recruits going into the Army, the U.S. Army has replaced the chaotic reception recruits entering basic training have long received from shouting drill sergeants with a training event designed to create a bond with their teammates and leaders. The Army is moving towards a kinder basic training start instead of the drill sergeant shark attack. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Because I'll tell you what, those drill sergeants live for that. You don't believe me? Go ask one. All right, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, duty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. You know, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you can get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including your car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. All you need is Florida Comprehensive Insurance, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota, and even down to Port Charlotte. I know that because I saw somebody down there getting their windshield replaced. You can check out Auto Glass America because they'll come to your home, your office, and process your insurance claim right there. You get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them that the captain sent you. And to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Hey, listen, you remember Edward Snowden?
Of course.
Little back page story about him. He's going to give up $5 million that he's made from his book and speeches that he's given as part of an agreement to possibly get a pardon from the president so he can come back to the U.S. of A.
Oh, listen, I think he should have been pardoned a long time ago. Quite honestly, I have a completely different take on what happened with Snowden and Julian Assange than most people. And again, it's going back to, what, 2009, 2010.
Yep.
I think that these guys were whistleblowers that did the right thing in informing us and how the government is tracking us and looking at our phone calls and looking at our emails and all of our searches. And I had no problem with what he did.
Now, California's private investigators seem to have found a new line of work. They're trying to prove now that COVID did not come from work for some of these people that are suing their employers and whatnot, claiming that they're responsible for them getting sick and all that. And that sounds like a new line of work to me.
Yeah, my thing is this: is how in the world can anybody know where and when you got COVID? How is that? It's not possible.
Don't know.
You just don't, unless you have some sort of some sort of device on you that automatically detects when you get it. I mean, it's just silly, quite frankly. People getting nuts with this stuff. But again, it's an effort, obviously, so people can hire some attorney and sue and try to get some money. It's pathetic.
Well, pretty soon it'll be the biochip, right?
Yeah, but actually, you think that'll even work?
No, but I mean, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, again, I mean, listen, I think we're getting nuts at this point in time. The cases have come way down. Hospitalizations have come way down. Yeah, I live in a state right now. We had one death yesterday, 576 new cases. This is a state that has 19 million people in it. Florida's cases have come way down. You guys
right.
are playing high school sports. You're doing all sorts of great things.
Starts this Friday. Mm-hmm.
I mean, enough's enough. Enough's enough. I mean, you know, let people go back to their lives. The disease is not going to disappear. I would get that. You want to take precautions. This is understandable. But, we've been lied to from the beginning when it comes to this. It was all, 15 days to stop the spread. Then it went to 30 days. Then it's flattened the curve. Have we flattened the curve enough now? When is it going to be enough? When?
Well, AOC probably knows better than we do because she now has changed her tune. She said she's going to vote early and in person.
Here in New York. I'm not sure how that's working. Well, where I live, it's pretty much old school here. You show up at the library and the school on election day.
But she was all about mailing in your ballot. She was one of the big pushers for that. Now we hear she's going to vote in person.
Yeah, well, listen, with what's going on in these states now, saying votes can be counted days after the election, all this stuff, we're going to need a full Supreme Court when all's said and done. We're going to be looking, unfortunately, I think, like a 2000 situation. And, again, that's not going to be good for the country.
Did you hear what our governor did yesterday?
No, what did he do?
Governor DeSantis is now proposing a bill that defunding the police. If you defund the police, guess what? You don't necessarily have to get state funds in your little old city or town or whatever. That's number one. Number two, if you throw a rock, bottle, brick, or whatever at a cop or a firefighter or an EMS person, it will be a felony charge. You will go to jail for a long, long time. If you stand out in the road and block the highway, you will go to jail for quite a while, too. No blocking of highways, road streets, none of that.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I brought this up yesterday. Here in New York, you see these, yesterday, there was it yesterday or the day before, there was a subway derailment because some guy decided to throw construction debris onto it. This is a guy that was arrested a few days earlier for taking a bench and throwing it through a window. And they let him go. And I'm saying to myself, all these people that they keep catching for doing these horrible things and letting them go without bail. They tell us that we have to wear masks to protect ourselves, but they don't let us, carry guns to protect ourselves here. And you're going to definitely need that.
Now, let me ask you a question, and I don't know if this is true or not. I'm looking at a headline here that says Ginsburg vacancy enhances already toxic environment for stocks.
They're saying that, it's a toxic environment. Some are saying it's because there's not going to be a stimulus package because they're going to be fighting over this. Many of these, you got to understand, many journalists, they have deadlines and they have to put a story out. So they've got to come up with something. But there's a lot of reasons why, stocks are getting beat up. And so, one of the main reasons is valuations. And oftentimes when valuations get a little bit out of control and stocks get out ahead of themselves, it doesn't take a lot of bad news to knock them back down to earth. It gives somebody, people a reason to sell. And right now, there's plenty of reasons to do that, and that's why there's been a lot of selling.
You want some good news?
Sure.
Elon Musk says that Tesla has a real shot at a record quarter if his workers at his new Texas plant rally and do just a little bit more.
We'll see. I mean, today's the, you know, I don't know why I started talking about that. Today's is supposed to be this big battery day.
Right,
From Tesla. We're supposed to be talking about some of these new batteries that they have. And, you know, again, it's which keeps many people from actually getting an electric vehicle is just, you know, how far they're able to go and the ability to recharge those batteries can make it difficult for families going on, you know, various different lacrosse trips and whatever it may be. So, you know, it's interesting to see what's going to happen with battery day.
Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you. You were never on a flight to the Caribbean, were you, on one of those funny planes?
What kind of funny planes?
An Epstein plane.
No.
Listen to this one. The U.S. Virgin Islands, which is a territory the U.S. has, right, one of our territories. The U.S.
Oh, yeah, I go to St. John often. I love it.
I got an affiliate down there. The U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General subpoenaed and got the Epstein flight logs.
Well, good for him. We'll see if those come out. I've got a lot of people probably squirming in Washington, D.C. and New York right now.
And it's not just politicians. There's movie stars, there's private industry people, there's Fortune 500 companies, a lot of different things went on. By the way, I can hear Bill Clinton now. I never knew I was on no plane when I got, I just woke up on a beach down there.
Hey, listen, your mothers used to tell us that, you know, it's the, you can find out a lot about people, you find out who their friends are, so.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting without a doubt.
Yeah, and finally, there's a report that says it'll take $900 billion per year needed to stabilize the post-pandemic debt.
Stabilize post-pandemic debt.
That's the headline.
I don't know exactly what that means as far as stabilizing it. You stabilize debt. You know, obviously by companies being able to pay back that debt.
Right.
You know, I don't know, taxpayers should be paying off other people's debt, quite frankly.
Right. Well, we'll soon find out now, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Maybe we can all borrow more money from China.
Well, somebody's buying our debt, and we got to stop printing money at some point in time, or, you know, again, you will eventually really hit the currency hard.
Yeah, and it's funny because they keep talking about China, but the number one debtor of the U.S. is Japan. Alrighty, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Alright, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that Chris Markowski has to offer. Alright, we're coming back with the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.